Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your host for the day, Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone. Well, Brenda's off on another assignment, so I'm flying solo here on Conscious Talk. And hey, it's one of those spring days here around the Sound. We're having sprinkles, we're having showers, we're actually having rain, and it's all good because we're building up for this dry summer that's on the way, theoretically. We will find out. But hey, in the meantime, there's a lot going on. I wanted to remind you that coming up on May 3rd through 5th is the Global Earth Repair Conference, and that is going to be in Port Townsend at the Fort Worden Conference Center. You can find out more by going to earthrepair.friendsofthetrees.net and looking over their website and what's going on at this conference. It's a there's a huge number of speakers and folks all involved with agroforestry and all those kind of things that we want to know about our ecosystems and how we can all take action. There's a lot of great training that's going to be going on there. So check out their website. You can either go to the whole conference or parts of it. They've got quite a menu of events. And also coming up this weekend on the 20th, at Vitamin Life in Redmond is acid reflux, heartburn, and GERD. You know, we hear from so many people that have this problem, and, you know, it's just become all too common with our SAD diet, our standard American diet. So this is where you can get some real information. And, of course, if you want a deal on a product that will really help you with this, you can go to powersofph.com and put ALKA, A-L-K-A, in the coupon code and get a really good discount on that. So check it out. And look, support these folks that are supporting us like Vitamin Life, and I'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, cannabinoids, otherwise known as CBDs, have become a regular part of our natural health conversations. We've talked about the popularity of hemp-based CBD oils and how people are reporting a wide range of benefits. But what is the right oil for you? Well, we'll talk to nutritional expert Stuart Tonk about finding your sweet spot when it comes to deciding which CBD oil formula is best for you. Then, Krista Gibson stops by as she returns to spread some wisdom on spirituality and physicality. So does being spiritual mean not being physical? Well, we'll find out. And now I welcome your host for the day, Rob Spears.
And welcome to another hour of Conscious Talk. As you know, it's radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people who are making a positive difference in their own lives and the lives of others. People who are learning and growing. They're waking up and they're coming on our show and they're teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. And of course, that listener is you. And today I have a really special guest. Our first guest is Stuart Tonk. And I've known Stuart for many years in the natural health industry. As do everyone in that industry at this point. He has been a leader in education on so many things, but in particular on CBDs. And he is, of course, the Vice President of Human Nutrition and National Education from Plus CBD Oil by CB Sciences. You've been hearing their ads on our show. We've been talking about them for months and months. But Stuart has a real passion for the CBD oil industry and knowledge of the research behind this new and really dynamic natural health product, which has been unparalleled in history. So today we're going to talk about finding your sweet spot, meaning which CBD oil formula is best for you. And we're also going to get a regulatory update on the Farm Bill. There's some important things that have happened you need to know about and you can take action on. But I got to stop talking. Welcome, Stuart. Good to have you back.
Hey, my friend. It's great to hear your voice, Rob. And I sent you an email here while you were talking live on the air. I'm searching constantly for new information. I love what you said about us learning together. That's one of the reasons I'm such a big fan of what you've always done. I sent you a video, a little 15, 17-minute clip called The Grand Unified Theory, The Endocannabinoid System, Cannabis, and the Microbiome by Ethan Rousseau. Are you in a place to post that at all anywhere for listeners?
Yeah, we will put that up on Facebook. Can we do that? We'll do that right after the show.
I was watching this yesterday, and when I knew we were going to talk about the sweet spot again, Ethan Rousseau, MD, takes a deep dive into how the gut microbiome, probiotic, other brain conversation is equally as important to finding the ideal sweet spot. So I wanted to start with 50,000-foot view.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that surprised everybody in the general public, I think, over the last so many years was to discover just the fact that we had a cannabinoid system. I mean, this huge system that's everywhere in our body that with all of these cannabinoid receptors that we had, you know, really no idea because we haven't been educated. We haven't been hearing about it. But it's interesting how these things tend to come out because people have been experimenting. And we're going to talk about that because your cannabinoid use, you know, what you do with CBD oils, it really varies with individuals, and we'll find out why. But I first wanted to sort of bring to everyone's attention this the updates on what's happened with the Farm Bill, because the Farm Bill happened, and there's big news for hemp, right?
Well, yes. Now, this is the time, if you're following the story, to join hempsupporter.com, hempsupporter.com. I know you've joined, Rob and Brenda's joined, but for any of the listeners, we need your participation with the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. So when you sign up at hempsupporter.com, you'll get emails every single day asking you for action. There's different actions that need to be taken across the country. Right now, the big focus is U.S. Department of Agriculture. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, they've been started a listening session where people can comment, and then the FDA is going to come next. So this is the time where the people get to be heard, and that's why I want people following at hempsupporter.com. The main thing we're pushing, and we have a different agenda, Rob, than other people do. To be fair, this is a big new Wild West market.
Right.
I'm sure you've seen, especially with where you live, that there are low THC, high CBD cannabis products available everywhere, right?
Right.
Now, that's different than what the spirit of the Farm Bill was, in our opinion. We believe there needs to be farming with seeds and combines, a rotation crop between corn and soy, a remediation crop, an outdoor hemp that we grow, the seeds and the stalks. That's where the hemp byproducts come from, right? The food or the fiber alternatives to plastics. So if you join hempsupporter.com, you might see a few different conflicting messages, but this is the major national grassroots organization. They're all pushing for hemp, and here at our company, we're pushing for food fiber hemp, and that adds some nuance to the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, we now I do have that up on our Facebook, so folks, if you're in your cars, you don't have to worry about writing it down. You'll find on our Facebook page, ConsciousTalk.net, the HempSupporter.com State Action Center link. And that's important because this goes state by state. The feds have, you know, their feds are talking about it, but they've turned over a lot of the action to the states, right?
Well, that's what's happening in this sort of gray underworld, another world. Who knows where we are right now? Everybody knows that this ingredient is here to stay. I think the debate that's worth having is, if we don't have rules, if there are not laws, did you see how ridiculous this was yesterday? Carl's Jr. said they're going to experiment with a CBD burger. Did you see that? I mean, that's so ridiculous. The FDA will not allow you to do that. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we believe, is going to fight for agriculture and farming. So I think we are in a very weird period right now. And that's why we hope, if we can encourage you to trust our thinking and to trust our product, our methodology and our thinking will be here to stay. Now, I want to throw this in, Rob. I don't always get to say this. If you're listening to this show and you grow your own hemp and that works great, you can also do that. And that's what makes this so beautiful. As long as you're doing that lawfully, you know, this is different than other ingredients where we said if you do it at home, it's not going to work. It might not be clean. It might not be safe in terms of, you know, botulism or, you know, anything else because you don't have a methodology to test your products at home. But you can access these compounds yourself, and that adds more nuance to the conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, look, there isn't a mistake that your company's called CV Sciences because it's an extremely science-based company, and you guys have done all of the work. You've been the leader in the hemp research, and you know, this is about health and what we're discovering, and what we want to talk about with you today, Stuart, and we want everybody to go to that hempsupporter.com, get educated, you know, take action in your state and, you know, sign up, get involved so that you get the information that will come out from them. But also, look, people are, we've had this experience. We've experimented with the CV Sciences you know, plus CBD oil for now over a year. I mean, when it first came out, before it was really out in the public, we were trying it, because you gave me some when I was at the natural products industry meeting. And, you know, it has different effects. And so you put out different strengths. And, you know, people are finding various benefits. And that's the extraordinary thing about it from my point of view. As you've already mentioned, this has individual effects. Is that a good way of putting it?
This may be the proxy that we've all been searching for. Here's what I mean. Every time we look at science, we always say, oh, how big is the sample size? Or could they really reproduce that? Or where's the evidence-based medicine? And then we look at our own personal experience and we say, who cares? What about me? What about news that I can use? How will that affect me?
Well, there were 10,000 people in the study.
How will that affect me? Well, now that we have the individual N of one, your own endocannabinoid system, and the reason I wanted people to watch this particular video, the grand unified theory, we're now learning that the ratio of microbes in the gut and the fatty acid content in the tissues and the stress that's in your life, all of these things influence your response to stress and the endocannabinoid system, and it's a moving target. It adapts.
Yeah. Well, hold that thought, Stuart. Hold that thought because we're going to run off to a break here. But when we come back, we're going to go down that trail because this is really important. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be back after these messages.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we're so glad to have you with us, and particularly today. Now, I'm here with Stuart Tompkin. And I know Stuart, and the natural health industry knows him as, you know, probably the expert on CBDs. And this is hemp-based CBDs, folks. You know, we're not talking about getting high. We're talking about getting healthy. And we're talking about that cannabinoid system that we all have. And Stuart, what was so fascinating was that you were leading us down this line to really understand that we are individuals. You know, we talk about this in the spiritual sense on this show all of the time, that we're here to sing our song, to play our part in the universe. And it seems that the cannabinoid system, it's not like, okay, everybody's got a heart, and if it beats at a certain number of beats, you know, in a range, you're okay, those sort of things. This is a different kind of science because it's much more individual. Am I getting the right gist here?
It is, and I think it's making some people that follow evidence-based medicine, rightly so, it's making some of those people a bit nervous, because public health policy is just that, public health policy. So you can say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do that. We've evolved way beyond that. With 23andMe and personalized medicine here at our doorstep, this endocannabinoid system is a proxy for how unique and special and different you are. one of the leading researchers, Professor Raphael Mechoulam from Hebrew University, Dr. Mechoulam, he even postulates that personality, when you think of billions of different people, and we're all different, that your personality is ultimately a byproduct of your endocannabinoid activity, which is unique to you as a thumbprint. So this explains why, we believe, some people report some benefit with herbal extracts, and other people do not. There are a lot of moving parts here. That's why I want you watching this grand unified theory, because what we're learning, Rob, is if we could get your gut really healthy, where you have huge diversity in your gut with your microbiome, you get some of the same benefits that you do from using phytocannabinoids in terms of bringing your body back to homeostasis. What if we did those things together? Doesn't that sound a little bit more conscious than just treating symptoms?
Huh? Yeah, totally.
I couldn't resist.
Thanks for the plug there. But yeah, it does make sense, and it's understandable why you know as you've been talking about with science that we're used to, people go, well, okay, well, where's my test? You know, can I run down, get a blood test, and they can tell me, you know, which one to take? But, you know, I love sort of the connection of what's going on with consciousness, because we're shifting how we deal with our health. We know that we are the center of our health. We're the ones that do the healing, not doctors. Right? I mean, it's all built within us. We built ourselves. And when we get out of balance, we can get back to balance. And it's sounding like there may be some connection here with this endocannabinoid system.
Well, it is the target, or a target, a master target for stress. Because as we now learned, as we've evolved, our endocannabinoid system has evolved. Some people believe that the CB2 receptor, which deals more with the immune system, was found in the spleen, is relatively new. CB1 you need for carbohydrate and sugar burning. You need the CB2 receptor for fat burning and to dampen the immune system. So what we're learning is this is a homeostatic regulator. You've got one inside of you. Your job is to find your sweet spot. Some people need 10 milligrams a day. Some people need 100. If you have drug-resistant seizures, you may need 20 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day. And so this is now your own grand unified theory to see if you can combine your mindfulness with your what you eat, with how you behave, and this new target of the ECS with plus CBD oil products. Now, it's easy to say the red label is for inflammation, the green label is for stress, and the gold label is for pain. That's oversimplified. You have to find your sweet spot.
Yeah. Well, and so I want people to understand plus CBD oil comes in different, can I say, strengths, Stuart? I mean, we know that you've oversimplified the system so that, you know, some seem to work better for inflammation, et cetera.
Well, there are different products in the packaging. Yeah, I think that's where the labeling tells you nothing, so that we stay on the right side of FTC and FDA. So if you ever are upset that our labels are boring, that's because we're geniuses, okay? Now, put that aside. The red label, what's in the bottle, is the whole hemp plant, nothing done to it, straight off the field as Mother Nature intended. Now, that resonates with a certain type of person, does it not?
Right.
Food is medicine. There you go. Your red superfood anti-inflammatory that you can take every day. When you activate it, which is heating it, now the molecule can go into your brain, and that's where it's different when it's activated. It's for stress. That's the green label. So if you're dealing with anxiety, you need activated CBD. You don't need raw CBDA. So red label is inflammation. Green label is stress. Then we take the green product, and we distill it. Imagine making super concentrated fish oil. You take a lot of fish oil to make Ultimate Omega, right? We take a lot of green label to make our gold formula for treatment resistance. So if you're dealing with pain, I'm talking about treatment resistant pain, you want to try the gold product. If you've got inflammatory complex situations that are like central sensitization, you may combine the red with the gold. Now we've got a COX-2 inhibitor and something that works further upstream at tumor necrosis factor alpha and even some PPAR activity. So each of these products work. You have to find out which one works best for you, and don't be afraid to experiment. The worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work. We sold 2 million bottles last year, Rob. We had 699 complaints, and not one adverse event. Not one adverse event. 699 complaints, 2 million bottles, and not one adverse event. That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, when you think about what goes on in pharmacology out there and how hundreds of thousands of people are dying every year in this country, it's like, I know. And then it's like, well, you know, it didn't cure my hangnail, which is what I expected it to do.
But it didn't harm you.
Yeah, no. No, exactly.
I want everybody to know, the reason that the FDA is going to keep on the sidelines probably for years and let the market fight it out is because the stuff's not dangerous. The worst thing that can happen is you could cheat it out of your money because you buy some garbage. That's why I'm going to encourage you to grow it yourself unless you get plus CBD oil product or another brand that you truly trust and believe in. So we have options here. We also have pharmacy products. CBD was approved for treatment-resistant seizures, and that's available in a pharmacy. So three swim lanes, agricultural, dispensaries, and pharmacies, all three different places to buy CBD.
Yeah, and I always want to always remind people is that, you know, go back to Hippocrates, you know, this is let food be your medicine and medicine your food approach. This is what's kept us alive for years. This is how we healed ourselves, and we're the only ones that can heal, but you got to give your body what it needs. And now that we've discovered that there's this whole system that we weren't even conscious of. This is where I go, and I know that it's safe because it's food-based. I mean, that's the difference. And, you know, as always, people, you know, need to understand hemp-based, this highly researched hemp-based CBD oil that CV Sciences puts out is safe. I mean, let's face it. And a lot of people are getting incredible results, and so, you know, stick your neck out there, experiment with yourself. You know, you're the only one, you're the only laboratory that counts. That's what I like to tell people, Stuart.
Well, that's what this is all about. This is the end of the centralization of power. This is about personal empowerment. This is a proxy for that as well. When you think that these endocannabinoids the body makes play an important role during brain development, regulation, proliferation, migration, differentiation, and survival. Don't you want to keep your brain cells alive? I do. Rescue your neurons with plus CBD oil. Make better connections. Upgrade your connections.
I like that. I like that a lot. Upgrade your connections. Make better connections. You know, that fits in the wider consciousness for sure.
I know. That's why on your show.
Yeah, well, so Stuart, we're at the end of our this discussion, but we will have more in the future. PlusCBDOil.com, folks. That's plus, P-L-U-S. Spell it out, CBDOil.com. That's where you're going to find out what you need to find out. Experiment with these products, please. And, hey, go to our Facebook page. I'm going to put that video up. There's also the information on how to become a hemp supporter and, of course, how to connect with Plus CBD Oil. So, Stuart, thanks again so much. It was great talking to you, and thanks for all the information. And, folks, we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, as always, we remind you, ConsciousTalk.net, that's the website. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page, because we put lots of announcements up there. I put up the link for the hemp supporters, how to become involved with that, because this is a really important time for that, as you heard Stuart Tomk say. And also, I'll be putting up the video that he talked about, and we'll get that up after the show. But most importantly, now we've got Krista Gibson. And, you know, Krista, we've been spending time with for years now. You know, you remember that Krista was the original founder of New Spirit Journal, and of course it's online now, so you'll find her at newspiritjournal.com or find the journal there. But also you can find her at KristaGibson.com. And she's been spreading the wisdom for years in our community and certainly on this show. So, Krista, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's always a delight to be here with you and your listeners. Glad to
well,
be here.
Yeah, and we're always happy to, you know, soak up a little wisdom. And so, look, here's one that we wanted to talk about today, and that is, you know, this spiritual community that we've all been part of for many years, sometimes, you know, wants to leave out the physical, you know, thinks
right.
that there's a difference, that we've got to separate. If you're going to be spiritual, you can't be physical. So what do you
right.
think about that one?
Well, actually, you know, if you go back years, and I'm talking about centuries, you know, 12th, 13th century back in there, you know, people believe that in order to be, well, they use the word religious, we prefer spiritual these days, but they believe that to be spiritual or to be, you know, to reach God, to have favor with God, whatever God is to you, that you had to deny the physical world. You know, you had to beat yourself up, you had to fast, you had to stay away from the world, don't get married, all of these things. And there's still a group of people who don't know it, but that's really where they're coming from. On the other hand, there were people who felt that the only way to worship or, you know, to quote unquote reach God was through the earth plane. You know, you had to be really physical. You had to worship the trees and the weather and so on. And so we, today, you bring that down into today's world. And what I've seen over the years is we still seem to have these two camps of people once they get on their spiritual path. The one camp wants to say, hey, this is all about meditating and being by myself and being spiritual and denying the physical world. You know, I don't need to be, you know, dirty my hands by getting involved in what's going on in the world. I'll just tolerate being here. Then there's the other side who are, oh, no, let's jump right in. You know, everything has to be, you know, the stones, the cards, the physicality of it. And I want to give you two examples of what I'm talking about, because I believe the truth, as usual, is somewhere in the middle. You know, I had a woman work for me many years ago, and I doubt that she's listening, and I don't even remember her name, so it's okay. But we had a day where at the business, we were all with the new issue of the New Times. This is way back. The first issue of the New Times, the early issue, came out. And so I had several people there helping me put labels on the paper, bundle them up. You know, it was very physical. We were having to, you know, move all these bundles of paper, give them to people, and so on. She was sitting at her desk meditating. She had her eyes shut. She was meditating. And I said, excuse me, what are you doing? And she said, well, I'm meditating. And I said, no, we're doing this. We need you over here helping us. Well, I'm helping by meditating, and I'm holding the energy, and I'm going to keep being spiritual. Well, that wasn't what I needed her to do. You know, I needed her to bring that meditative space and energy to the physical act of helping us. Then there are the other people. I know a woman who will not make a decision without turning to the cards or her stones or a psychic. You know, everything has to be physical for her. She can't get away from that and be able to live a more spiritually based life. So those are the two extremes. And what I want to talk about is that the truth is in the middle somewhere. You know, that we're really meant to do both. We are meant to meditate. We are meant to tune into spiritual energies and the unseen and all those wonderful, yummy things that are there for us while living in the world of physicality and bringing that spirituality with us to the world of the physical.
Yeah, so, you know, Krista, it makes so much sense, and I know that you didn't hear it, but it kind of follows up from what we were talking about with our first guest, too, because what we're coming to realize is that we have it all, and yeah, we need to utilize it all, and we're discovering actual physical systems that have a lot to do with our consciousness, and so here we are having this total experience. So that's what got me excited about being somewhere in the middle, because we're all of it. And so when we come back, we're going to run off to a break, but when we come back, we're going to find out how the truth can be somewhere in the middle. We're here with Krista Gibson. Stay tuned. This is a fascinating one.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lifts you up.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And one of the things I love about consciousness and talking about these things is that stuff ties together. And we're tying something really important together here with Krista Gibson. Now, you know her as a publisher of New Spirit Journal, which you can go to at newspiritjournal.com, or find out about her individual work. And you can work with her individually or take lots of her classes by going to KristaGibson.com. And we'll find out more about what she's up to later. But what we're talking about is where we gravitate in our spiritual process, and the physical versus, you know, what? Just plain spiritual, non-body. Well, I was trying to think. I don't think of spirituality as being separate from anything. But
right.
I remember when I did. So,
that's right. And many people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, many people do.
Well, so what is this about? So the truth, as you say, is somewhere in the middle. And so let's get back on that theme.
Well, and where I want to base this, and I'm going to use the word God, which I know is anathema to many people. So use the word universe, light, whatever, because I'm not talking about, you know, the guy with the beard up and then flying around the pink nightie. But there's a statement that you hear when you become involved in new thought, and that is God is all there is. And we hear that and we mouth it, but do we really know what that means? And there's a teacher named Thomas Troward way back, you know, in the early part of the 19th century, who wrote in a book called The Edinburgh Lectures. And he talks about that if God is, this energy is present anywhere, it's present everywhere. So if you stop and think about that, what that means is this energy, this universe, this light, this God is as present out there in the universe as far, you know, go to the black hole, wherever you want to go, as he, she, it is in your little finger. So if you believe that, and most people say they do, because, you know, if God isn't everywhere, then God isn't God, right? Because
right.
God is omniscient, omnipresent, and so on. So if you're going to even talk about God, then you have to accept that God is everywhere, including in you and as you. Once you get that, and you really, really anchor that in your beingness, to realize that I am an expression of this energy, this God, and it is everywhere present in me, in my life, in the world. Voila, connecting spirituality and physicality becomes really easy, because it's like it's all the same soup. It's just different vegetables, different potatoes, rice, whatever's in your soup, but it's still the one big kettle of soup. Mm-hmm. Once you can operate that way and start going, wait a minute, you know, driving down the highway, that's got an expression. This is my spirituality. I'm at work now. I'm dealing with this difficult boss. But wait a minute. This boss is an expression of the universal God energy. My relationship with him or her is living my spirituality. So no matter what we're doing, anything we're doing, quote unquote, in the world is our relating to this God energy. Therefore, it is spiritual. Once we get that, once we can understand and really ground the fact that we exist in both dimensions simultaneously, they're both real, they're both divine, then we live from that knowingness. It isn't just about when we're meditating. It's about taking those energies from the meditation out into the world, into my life. That's where we blend it, and that's where I'm saying the truth is in the middle somewhere. Because, yeah, yes, we meditate, yes, we pray, we do all of those things. Then we take that energy into our daily lives. We live it.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about for years, and this is where it shows up in how you're talking about we're in this soup, we're all part of it, we're not separate from it in any way. You know, we talk about in relationships how if your partner is driving you crazy with something, you know, and you want to yell at them, you first might want to take a look at what's within you, because if it exists in them, it exists in you. And that's why it's coming up. And that's kind of a down-to-earth practical way of looking at things. And, hey, it really, you know, cuts a lot of arguments. Too. I mean, you really
real
get
fast.
You're real fast. You really get to understand. Whoops! It's actually about me. You know, so that's what you're talking about, right? I mean, that's a down to earth practical thing. But there's other things that show up, right?
Well, I think one of the things to look at is what we call mass consciousness, because we all exist within that mass consciousness, and we're part of it. And today, especially, it's really easy to sit here and go, well, that person is bad. That thing is wrong. Those belief systems are bad. You know, these people, you know, and you're pointing. And you have to realize, wait a minute, I am part of that mass consciousness. And it doesn't mean that I necessarily hold the same belief. What it means, though, is what those people think, feel, and do affects me. But the other side of that coin is what I do, think, and feel affects them. And that's where we give up our power, because we start to feel like all of these people outside of us are creating the world that we live in, and we forget, wait a minute, I'm part of that mass consciousness. So part of my quote-unquote job as a spiritual traveler, spiritual being, is for me to consciously make a difference in the mass consciousness. And I do that through my spiritual practices, through how I live my life. I do it by taking what happens in my meditation, prayer, reading time, and all of those things, and applying it to the real world, even if it's how I'm thinking about people while I'm watching the news, how I'm thinking about people when I see them doing these things that I find so abhorrent and terrible. Am I going to reinforce their behavior by labeling them as bad and wrong, or can I take away some of their power by labeling them as misguided?
Yeah.
Not having full information, not coming from the place of true love and acceptance of all people. We can affect the mass consciousness by how we view it and respond to it. And in fact, as spiritual travelers, what I say is we have an obligation to do that. And a lot of people don't see it that way, and they withdraw. I'm not going to pay any attention. I'm not going to watch the news. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to do any of those things. That is not being a good spiritual traveler on the planet Earth at this point in time.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank you for saying that, because, look, this really connects dots again. You know, in our spiritual communities, you say, you know, we love sayings, right? You know, we got all these great sayings, and then they don't go anywhere. We don't embody them. And what you just described was being the change you want to see in the world. It's not about criticizing them and doing that and, you know, resisting who they are. It's like, who are you? You know, and since you're affecting the mass consciousness, guess what? Change who you are and see what happens.
Exactly. And it's that whole statement of we are all one. You know, people love that statement. We're all one. And they feel all good and cozy and happy about it until they realize it means I'm one with those people I don't like. I'm one with those people I criticize. So when you realize that, it's like, whoa, all right, I need to kind of back up here, sit on my haunches a bit, and kind of reassess, is this an us and them situation? Because that is what has happened. It's so polarizing right now. But truthfully, we're all one. It's just two sides of the same coin. It's just the pendulum swinging from one side to the other. Hoping that we can get it to land in the middle somewhere.
Right. Well, so we're all one except for that guy with the wart on his nose over there. I'm not one with him.
And I call it living the figure eight. You know, the figure eight on the side, the lemnis gate? You live that. You move from the spiritual to the physical and back to the spirit. You know, you go back and forth in that all day long. It's a cycle. And when you can live that, and then when you get in the middle of it, you go, I see how they both fit in. And you join them up through your attitude, through your behavior, and through how you approach physicality blending with spirituality, because they are the same thing.
That's right. Well, you got your yin yang and your infinity symbol and all of those things that keep reminding us of this. Well, I want to remind everybody before we jump off here what you're up to these days. I know when you go to KristaGibson.com, you can find out about some of your classes and things. So is there anything that you want to point us toward?
Well, I have two really good video classes online at Udemy.com. And if you go to my website, KristaGibson.com, you can click on it. But I have a great course for people who want to work with crystals and stones. And it's a beginner course. But there's handouts, and I really explain to you and help you learn how to work with your crystals and stones, talking about physicality. And then I also have a course for people who are wanting to teach or give presentations at work, and it's a 43-minute class with all kinds of tips and tricks and ideas that will help make you a better presenter and help you get your ideas across in a better way to the people that you want to communicate with.
Well, see, you are the complete human here. You've got it all going on, and we so appreciate it. Well, folks, check out newspiritjournal.com, but also for these great classes and how to get involved with Krista individually, go to KristaGibson.com. And thank you so much for joining us today and learning along with the rest of us, and we'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.